I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 20th. Governor Baker will deliver the commencement address at today's Quincy College graduation ceremony. 453 students will receive their diplomas during the 11 a.m. events at Veterans Memorial Stadium. About 100 of the graduates are Quincy residents. The MBTA has pulled 6 new Red Line subway cars and all of the new Orange Line cars out of service as a precaution after an Orange Line train broke down at the Wellington station yesterday. The T says passengers were never in danger, but they want to check the cars out of an abundance of caution. The United States Naval and Shipbuilding Museum in Quincy is receiving a $50,000 state grant. The funds from the Mass Cultural Council can be used for renovations and improvements to the museum on board the USS Salem at the Quincy shipyard. The 24th annual Quincy Arts Fest celebration will be held both Saturday and Sunday at the Coke Park and Recreation Complex on Marymount Parkway. The free event is from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. both days, features live art demonstrations and family entertainment. Artwork will also be up for raffle and for sale. The Wollaston Garden Club annual spring plant sale is Saturday from 9 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. at the Wollaston Congregational Church. The Dorothy Quincy Homestead in Quincy reopens for the season Saturday. A ribbon-cutting ceremony will be held at 10:30, followed by tours of the historic mansion, which has undergone a complete renovation and rehabilitation project. The Cyril P. Morissette Sons of the American Legion in Quincy invite the public to a Field of Flags ceremony Sunday at 1 p.m., at the Flags for Veterans Island in Fort Square in Quincy Center. The Morissette Legion Baseball will be holding tryouts Saturday and Sunday at noon at Bishop Field in Quincy for youngsters aged 13 to 19. For junior and senior Legion teams, tryouts will also be held next weekend. The Point Webster and Clifford Marshall Schools announced the Family Fun Run and Wellness Expo being held on Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. The route starts at the Point Webster Middle School and ends at the Clifford Marshall School. Teachers and staff from both schools will be there to cheer on the runners, and after the run at the Marshall School, enjoy family entertainment and a touch of fire truck as well as refreshments. The cost is $5 per person. People 4 and under are free. The family maximum is $20. It's all to benefit the PTO. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Friday, May 20th.